This is the standing yoga sequence for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at UMass Medical School. Practicing regularly and consistently with this audio recording is an opportunity to be in relationship with yourself, noticing your experience from moment to moment, and the various domains of the body and sensations, emotions and feeling tones, and thoughts and the mind. And doing your best to be with things as they are, in a non-judging way, not forcing or straining. Simply being responsive to yourself as you persist in the practice gives a strong message of kindness, support, and nourishment to your entire being. Like with all the practices you've been learning, finding a time and space where you can be undisturbed and feel secure is important. Wearing clothing that allows for unrestricted breathing and free movement supports your intention. Practice by simply listening and following along with my voice as best you can. Not straining, but feeling the movement from the inside. Remembering that your own knowing of the body's abilities is more important than following these directions precisely. If any movement is not right for you at this time, you're welcome to modify the pose or come to a comfortable posture and imagine yourself doing the movement. As you move, you're invited to pay particular attention to what is evoked throughout this sequence, particularly when there's any sense of doing well or not doing well, of judging or comparing. When we become aware of this kind of thinking, it's an opportunity to bring great kindness to ourselves and to release ourselves from any expectations or conditions. Really, we're just here, moving as we can, being with it all as it's arising moment to moment, with as much care as possible. In this way, we can see how things are shifting constantly, even in very small ways. Nothing is as fixed or rigid as we might think, and our practice brings this possibility into greater focus. A guiding principle of this practice is exploring your limits. In each session, you're invited to fully experience the boundary of what is right for you, and to sensitively explore what's happening at that edge, what's shifting and changing moment by moment. Over time, this knowledge of the body's capacities and of the ways the mind and heart respond to the body can lead to wisdom and deep self-knowing. We'll begin with mountain pose, a pose of dignity and stability. Standing with the feet directly under the hips, the toes straight ahead if that's comfortable for you. Sensing the contact of the feet with the floor. Maybe even lifting and spreading the toes if you like. Widening the whole base of the foot through this action. And then releasing the toes down. Perhaps feeling a greater sense of connection with the ground, a sense of rootedness. And now exploring how the weight of the body is held by the feet by leaning forward towards the toes and then backwards towards the heels. And side to side. Noticing how the body tightens and moves in response to maintain its uprightness. And now letting the body come to center. The weight directly over the 2 feet. Seeing how the weight distributes itself between the feet. And between the front and back, between the toes and the heels. noticing that even in this stillness, there's a subtle quality of movement, the dynamics of balance. And now moving awareness up into the lower legs and the knees, feeling how the knees are positioned over the ankles, and checking to see if the knees are locked. You might bring a gentle bend here, bringing a little buoyancy to the knee joints, bringing the knees to stillness and moving awareness up into the pelvis through the thighs, noticing how the pelvis rests over the knees and the ankles, supported. Aware of the front and back of the pelvis, the sides. Sensing if the pelvis is tipped up or down and bringing as much balance as possible. Sometimes imagining that the back pockets are filled with sand can release the lower back a little. Doesn't have to be a large movement, just a gentle release. If you imagine that the pelvis is a bowl full of water, a neutral position is one where the water won't spill over the front or the back. And yet, even in this neutral position, it's not static or rigid. Feeling the subtle aliveness in this area, attuned to the breath and balancing. And now bringing attention to the whole torso, lengthening from hips to shoulders, through the spine and the front of the belly. Moving the shoulder blades down the back and allowing the shoulders to widen and soften as they come directly over the hips. The chest and throat area opening, arms hanging at ease by your sides. The hands and fingers soft. Space for the breath in the whole torso. Opening the ribs. Each breath creating a little more space between each of the vertebra of the spine. And the head balancing at the top of the spine, the chin neutral or just a little tip down. The mouth, the jaw, the eyes, the forehead, soft. Present like a majestic mountain, tapping into the strength and stability of this pose. Fully rooted, upright, alert, and the breath like the wind on the mountain, present and fresh. From this place of mountain pose, now turning the palms outward, and as you inhale, bringing the arms out to the side and overhead as far as you're able, reaching through the fingers, the arms, shoulders, torso, stretching up through the whole body. Feeling the breath moving. And when you're ready on an out-breath, with the palms facing down, floating the arms slowly back down by your sides. Feeling the weight of the arms moving through the air. And as they reach your sides, completely releasing all the effort. And once again now, with the palms facing up, inhaling and lifting the arms to the side and up. Breathing, noticing any tendency to hold the breath and opening through the stretch. When you're ready, exhaling and turning the palms down and bringing the arms slowly back to the sides. And now, in the rhythm of your own breath, repeating this movement a few times, turning the palms up, inhaling the arms out to the sides, enjoying the stretch, feeling the whole length of the body. And as you're ready, exhaling the arms back by your sides. Moving at your own pace. And returning to mountain. And now with the in-breath, raising the right arm out to the side and overhead, stretching long, as if you're trying to pluck a very ripe piece of fruit that's just a little out of reach. And now increasing the stretch by lifting the opposite heel off the ground, exploring your limits. Not pushing too much, but rather finding where the edge of this movement is for you today. And now returning the heel to the ground, and lowering the right arm slowly. As your arm returns to the side of the body, noticing the effects of this one-sided stretch on the whole body. And now, when you're ready, raising the left arm out to the side and up overhead as if to pluck that fruit that's just out of reach. Feeling the stretch all the way through the side and then lifting the right heel off the ground to deepen the stretch into the left side of the body, breathing fully. Noticing the mind and emotions. What's evoked here in this stretch? And now gently lowering the heel and the arm. Releasing all effort and returning to mountain pose. From mountain, now stretching up both arms, initiating the movement with the in-breath, sending the arms skyward, and stretching the entire length of the body, the front, back, and sides. And this time with the arms still extended up, taking hold of the right wrist with the left hand, and lengthening up any amount. And then very gently leaning over to the left in a crescent moon shape, stretching the whole right side down even into the right hip, and breathing. Not holding any longer than is right for you. And coming back to center and changing sides, clasping the left wrist with the right hand, lifting up and bending over to the right, experiencing the deep stretch in the entire left side. Coming back to center, and on an exhalation, slowly returning the arms down to the sides. Taking your time. Coming back to mountain pose. Breathing deeply and fully. Experiencing the effects of the stretch. And moving now to shoulder rolls. Begin by bringing the shoulders up toward the ears, then rolling them back and down, moving them forward towards the chest, and then up and back and down. Moving at your own pace and exploring the full range of motion. Noticing if one shoulder moves differently than the other, and bringing curiosity. What's to be discovered here? You could move the shoulders one at a time or together. And now reversing the direction, moving the shoulders forward, down, back, and up. Doing this several times. And then to end this movement, ending with a few rolls in the opposite direction. So rolling the shoulders up, back, and down. Opening the chest to counteract the usual tendency to hunch the shoulders and constrict the chest area. And then coming to stillness and noticing the effects of the shoulder rolls. Feeling the breath move. What sensations are present? And now bringing the focus to the neck area, we're going to explore the range possible here, beginning by turning the head to the left, taking it only to its limit, and breathing at the end of its range. And then coming to center. And turning now to the right with care, not overstepping. And when you're ready, coming back to center. Repeating this movement several times at your own speed, but taking great care and noticing how, with each repetition, there may be slight changes in the extent to which you can turn. Noticing this and being very respectful of your limits. Finishing this movement now by coming to center and pausing to experience the results. Maybe noticing warmth or tingling, a sense of ease or restraint. And now allowing the chin to move gently toward the chest. Letting the head be heavy, but not going beyond what is right for you. And then with awareness, lifting the head back to center and then gently tipping the head up and looking up without constricting the back of the neck, as if you were nodding a slow yes. And doing this several times, being very aware of the sensations in the neck and avoiding all strain. Coming to center now, and we'll work with the sides of the neck, beginning with lowering the right ear toward the right shoulder, keeping both shoulders down and at ease. A gentle stretch here as you breathe. On an in-breath, lifting the head to center and lowering the left ear to the left shoulder. Opening and breathing. Softening the face and jaw as you breathe. And returning to center. And now widening awareness to connect to the whole body. and reconnecting with the firmness, strength, and presence of mountain pose. Sensing your foundation deeply rooted in the earth. And from this groundedness, allowing the spine, neck, and head to be upright, spacious. Feeling the length and breadth of the body. And breathing. We'll be moving into a balance pose now. Beginning by gazing at a stable spot on a wall directly across from you or on the floor several feet in front of you. Having a visual focus supports balance. And if you're more comfortable with more support, you're welcome to move to a wall or place a hand on a chair. So shifting weight now onto the right foot. And as you're ready, extending the arms straight out from the shoulders to your sides. At the same time, lifting the left leg straight out to the side as high as possible for you, balancing on the right leg. Breathing. Noticing any thoughts or emotions you might be experiencing, as well as sensations in the body. Are you holding your breath? Noticing what's working. What's efforting here to keep you upright? Noticing what's tensing that might not need to be, like your jaw or your forehead. You might try smiling as you balance. What happens? Is there more ease or less? Allow yourself time to play and notice the effect of being serious or playful on your experience. And now lowering the left leg and arms and coming back to mountain pose, releasing the body's exertion. Shifting the weight now to the left foot and the leg to support you, and bringing the arms out to either side and lifting the right leg to the side, focusing the eyes, breathing. Aware of what is happening in this moment. Noticing the sensations at the surface of the body and the sensations deep in the core. Possibly noticing differences in the right and left sides of this pose, strength or weakness, ease or challenge. And lowering the right leg and the arms as you're ready. Not waiting to hear my instruction to come down if holding for too long is not right for you. And as you come to mountain pose, as you recenter the body, just gently shaking out the body from this effort. Recognizing the work that goes into these stretches and the concentration involved in paying attention in this way. We'll repeat this balance again, but a little more quickly now for a different effect. Are you ready? Inhaling and shifting the weight to the right and bringing the arms and the left leg out to the side, pausing ever so briefly at the top of the in-breath and then exhaling and coming back to mountain pose. On the next in-breath, shifting the weight to the left and lifting the arms and the right leg, pausing, and on the out-breath, returning to mountain pose. So continuing in the flow of the breath, shifting and raising the legs side to side, finding the balance point while pausing at the top, and then returning and resting in mountain pose before lifting to the other side. Letting your breath guide the movement and feeling the pulsation of this flow, expanding out, returning to center. Each time you come to mountain pose, fully releasing the effort of balancing, the muscular action of supporting the body. Taking rest as you pass through this center point. And now coming to stillness. Returning to mountain pose and noticing what's here now. And let's move into a standing twist. So bringing the hands to the hips, and while keeping the pelvis and legs pointing straight ahead, gently twisting from the waist to the right. You might not feel like there's a lot of movement possible, and this is fine. Just take it easy. Breathing into this upper back twist. And when you're ready, moving slowly out of the twist to face forward. And then moving to the other side, inhaling and spiraling gently to the left from the waist, keeping the hips stable. Taking several breaths and coming back to center. Now for a deeper twist, you can experiment with bringing the feet a little bit closer. And twisting again to the right, but this time initiating the movement from the ankles. Moving the twist slowly through the body, the ankles, knees, hips, waist, upper spine, neck, head, and finally, continuing the spiral with the eyes. Not forcing or straining, but exploring the depth of the twist, as well as the limits of your movement with sensitivity and curiosity. Returning to center, and now moving to the left, keeping the feet pointing straight ahead, but allowing the rest of the body to revolve from the ankles up to the top of the head. Where do you notice sensations? How are the legs, hips, the back? Breathing into the twist and coming back to center as you're ready and bringing the arms by your side, returning to mountain pose, feeling the results from this twisting action. Now moving to a forward bend. If you have high blood pressure, this is a pose you should avoid. Also, if you know you can't bring your hands all the way down to the floor, you're welcome to position yourself close to a chair for the hands to come to rest on when you bend over. Begin this pose by slightly bending the knees so they're not locked and bringing the hands to the hips. As you're ready, hinging forward from the hips any amount, and placing the hands on the chair seat, on your shins, or on the floor to support you as you release the shoulders, neck, and head downward. Breathing, feeling the feet strongly rooted into the floor, and noticing the sensations of stretch in the back of the legs. Letting the belly soften, feeling the sensations throughout the body. Staying here as long as feels right, and when you're ready to come up, bringing the arms out in front of you as you bend the knees a little, and pressing the feet into the floor, hinging back into the hips, which will help leverage the spine to come up in alignment. As you come into a standing position, reaching the arms upward to the sky, feeling the whole length of the body, and then slowly floating the arms down to your sides, finding the pose of the mountain after the forward bend. Noticing the effects without judgment, present to yourself as you are. The next pose is chair pose. So beginning from mountain, stretching both arms straight out in front of you at shoulder height. Bending the knees as if you were going to sit in a chair behind you. Gradually lowering the body, the knees pointing straight ahead. Only go as far as you're able, with the hips no lower than the knees. Feeling the length of the spine, the openness of the chest, and seeing if it's possible to soften through the shoulders, neck, eyes, and jaw. Breathing as fully as possible. Holding the pose only as long as is right for you today, but working at your limits. And when you're ready, moving out of the pose as carefully as you moved into it, noticing what parts of the body are working to do this, bringing the body upright and the arms returning to your sides. You may want to shake out a bit, letting go of any tension that arose from the intensity of the pose. It's a strong pose. Becoming aware of the body, thoughts, feelings, and the breath. And now moving into tree pose, another balancing posture. So directing the gaze to a stable spot on the wall across from you, or on a spot on the floor several feet in front of you, and shifting the weight onto the right foot and firming the muscles of the entire right leg. And now placing the left foot anywhere along the inside of the right leg. This could be against the ankle or the lower leg, or you might be able to bring it up further against the thigh. Take care not to press directly against the side of the knee. The left knee is pointing to the left, and the hips are as balanced as possible. Like the trunk of a tree, the lower body is stable yet resilient, balancing and breathing. Now bringing the palms together at the level of the heart, pressing the fingers evenly towards each other, chest and shoulders open. And if you'd like, raising the hands up over the head, straightening the elbows, feeling the rootedness through the right foot, the leg and pelvis, and stretching like a tree toward the sky. Breathing. Being with the body as it is now. Balancing, wobbling, faltering, rebalancing. And when you're ready, coming out of the pose with care. Lowering the arms to chest level, releasing the palms, and gently placing the left foot down on the floor, resettling so your weight is balanced between the feet and releasing any tension in the legs. Switching legs now and shifting your weight to the left leg, firming the muscles there, finding your focal point, and placing the right foot anywhere along the inside of the left leg that is right for you, at the ankle, the calf, or the thigh. Feeling the firm rootedness here even as you balance, bringing the hands together at the heart, palms and fingers meeting at the midline, and using that support to stretch the arms overhead like the branches of the tree. Softening the face, and maybe even smiling. When you're ready, lowering the arms, releasing the palms, lowering the right leg, and finding the steady, breathing, two-legged mountain pose. Noticing the effects of these standing poses on the body, on the mind, and on the heart. We'll be doing some seated poses now, and you may need a small cushion or rolled towel or blanket for support under the hips to maintain the natural curve in the low back. As you move into a seated position on the floor, allow this transition too to be part of your attention, part of the yoga. Coming to the floor and bringing the sensation of the mountain pose with you. If you're sitting on a cushion or a blanket, placing the hips at the edge and keeping the spine long. The head centered over the shoulders. Pelvis neutral and balanced. And bringing the soles of the feet together as close to the groin as possible in the front of the body, bending the knees out to either side, and pressing the feet together, interlacing the fingers around the feet, letting the weight of the legs provide a gentle stretch to the inner thighs and groin, not forcing the knees down, but simply allowing the weight of the legs to provide a gentle stretch, breathing into the lower belly. This is Taylor pose. And now, extending the right leg out in front of you, keeping the left leg bent and resting against the inside of the right thigh, and just checking to ensure the hips are even and the weight is balanced right and left. On an in-breath, raising the arms up over the head, lengthening the spine and waist, breathing into the back ribs, and exhaling, bending from the hips, bringing the torso out and over the right leg, keeping the spine long, melting the heart down towards the right knee, any amount. It's fine if you don't move very far. This is a spine stretch as well as a stretch for the back of the right leg. You can allow the fingertips to come to wherever on the leg or the floor that you can reach within your limits, not straining or pushing. Trusting the body's ability to let you know how much is enough. Breathing. Keeping the shoulders open, the neck and jaw soft. Closing the eyes for a moment if you wish. And now to come up, pressing into the floor with the fingertips and lifting the torso up with the spine in alignment. And switching legs, extending the left leg out in front of you, bending the right leg in so the right foot rests against the left thigh, and reaching the arms overhead, stretching long and exhaling, keeping a long spine while bringing the torso out over the left leg. Fingertips meeting the floor wherever is comfortable for you, experiencing the whole body in this stretch. Noticing the mind, the heart, the breath. And when you're ready, pressing into the hands, keeping the spine in one line and bringing the body upright. And now stretching out both legs and gently shaking them along the floor to release the effort. And lying back now, removing any props you might have been sitting on, and coming to corpse pose. Taking a few moments to stretch in any way that the body is asking for right now. Perhaps hugging the knees to the chest for a moment. Just moving in any way you wish. And now quieting the movement. Extending the legs, feet falling away from each other, arms out to the side with the palms facing up, if that's comfortable for you. And completely releasing any effort or exertion from the stretching. Releasing the weight of the body into the floor, into gravity. Feeling the ground rise to meet you. And taking this moment as an opportunity to scan through the body, appreciating its movement, its capabilities, and appreciating as well your willingness and effort to practice. Through regular, consistent work with this recording, you can remember what it means for you to care for yourself in this way, taking this time, knowing that this exploration opens the possibility to more fully know yourself and what is true for you, moment to moment.